This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of
it! Everybody in there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, this is Jason Grill, host of the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for listening today on KMBZ 980 AM, or if you're joining us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Stitcher, on Google Podcasts, we're all over the place. Thank you for joining us, or if you're listening on the grillnationshow.com website. We are here today. We're going to have an awesome, awesome show. We're also live also on social media, too. We're trying to hit all the avenues today. We are joined today by two just incredible people from Garmin, Jessica's Lab, who's the team leader of the university relations recruiting team at Garmin, and Jen Larson, who is also with Jessica. She's also in the university relations recruiting team at Garmin. Their website is Garmin.com. I'm sure you've heard of them. I'm going to put their website up for our watchers here. And again, they're joining me today. We're going to have a fascinating show. Welcome to the show, Jessica and Jen. How are you today?
Hello.
Doing well.
It's great to see you both. And I'm very excited about the show today because we're just going to learn a lot about what Garmin's all about, what you both do on a day-to-day basis, kind of how you've adjusted during the pandemic when it comes to, you know, finding the best and brightest talent across the world, frankly, because you're an international company, and, you know, learn more about you and both of your stories and kind of how you got to where you are and what you do on a day-to-day basis, and hopefully have some fun as well. So let's start there. First off, Jessica, why don't you tell us about yourself, a little bit about your background, where you're from, and kind of what you do at Garmin each and every day.
Sure. I actually grew up kind of in the Kansas City area. Lansing, Leavenworth area is actually where I'm from. School at K-State, and actually started my recruiting career while I was there working for the new student services department. So I was pretty involved in recruiting high school students to the university and really, really loved it. It was such a fun job getting to work with students and sharing my passion about the university with them. But eventually, you know, moved on. That wasn't really something I thought of as a career. I didn't know anything about HR and didn't even think recruiting was something that that you could go into. So actually my major was political science, which has nothing to do with what I do today, but did end up working.
Interesting. I did not know that about you. That's interesting.
Yeah, I did end up working in politics for a little bit and then eventually found my way back into recruiting, working at a staffing agency for a bit, and then landed at Garmin almost 9 years ago. It'll actually 9 years next month, and started on the university relations team. Loved it and have been with the team ever since. I started as a recruiter and now I lead the team. Our team's got a lot of variety. We do all of our entry-level technical recruitment. We manage our intern program. We're really involved in the K-12 STEM outreach in the community, you know, here in Kansas City area, as well as all across the U.S., and also manage a lot of our diversity inclusion initiatives and some of our associate engagement initiatives, too. So we stay very busy and have a lot of stuff that we help with and help to move the needle with at Garmin.
You've been there for 9 years, so that's quite a journey.
Yeah.
So far. And very great. So Jen, tell us about yourself and kind of how you got to Garmin and kind of what your role is.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in the great state of Wisconsin. So I am from the Cheese State. I attended the.
Right. You almost have, now everyone in Wisconsin likes cheese. If you don't like, where do you do?
You have to love cheese. So that's where I grew up. I attended the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee for college. So. When I started college, I wasn't totally sure what I wanted to do, but I did know that I wanted to work in helping people in some way. So I also thought I was a little bit on the creative side, but didn't want to go like an art route or anything. So I ended up majoring in journalism with an emphasis in public relations and advertising. So when I was in college, I ended up getting two internships, and they were both really awesome experiences. My first internship was at a PR firm up in Milwaukee. It was my first real job, quote unquote, where I had kind of a glimpse into what it's like working in the real world. So got a lot of really cool experiences that way. And then my second internship was also really cool. It was at a sports marketing agency where I was assisting with helping set up appearances for different NFL players and attending those appearances and just kind of helping out where needed. That job was super fun, and they actually did offer me a full-time position after that one wrapped up, but I ended up turning it down. I just wasn't sure it was the right fit for me for like a long-term career goal. So after graduation, like how I kind of got into the HR field, I was talking with a friend's sister, and she had mentioned they had openings at her company she was working at, and she was a recruiter there. So the job I was looking at was more of a recruiting coordinator role. So I figured I would check it out because she had really talked up her job as a recruiter there and thought I'd try it out. I ended up loving it. I eventually worked at that company for a couple of years supporting some different clients. And then I actually got hired by one of our clients and relocated out to California. And I lived out there for about 5 years working with that client in their human resources department. And then I relocated to the Kansas City area after about 5 years of being there because my significant other at the time had relocated here for a job. So I just kind of made a little circle around the country there with my jobs.
Yeah, you definitely did. You saw California, Milwaukee, and obviously you got to connect with Jessica, who's a K-State person. So she's been around here for a while.
Yeah.
So that's good. And how long have you been with Garmin?
When I moved to Kansas City, I got a job working as a recruiter at like a healthcare company, worked there for about a year. And then I actually took off work for about 5 years and stayed home with my two kids that I have.
Nice.
And then I was ready to get back to work and go back into the workforce. And I was kind of panicked about it, but, re-entering the workforce after not working for 5 years. But I had, known about Garmin because I live in the Kansas City area. It's a really reputable company. I knew a couple of people that worked here. They didn't work in the HR department, but I applied, and the rest is history. So I've been here about 3.5 years.
I like our guests to kind of know who you all are, our listeners, before we kind of go into what you do and kind of the work you do, because it's such an important job. The website, again, is Garmin.com. And we're going to talk on this show today about kind of what the company does, because I'm sure that a lot of people – might have a Garmin GPS in their car. They might have a watch, but I mean, the company does so much more. And, I think a lot of times here in Kansas City, where most of our people that are listening or watching are from, a lot of them actually, they don't really know kind of everything about how big of a company and how all the great things that Garmin does. One, we're going to get into kind of some of the verticals and sectors, but two, kind of what are some of the positions that people do at Garmin? Like, where are you guys recruiting talent from? What kind of talent are you recruiting? What kind of talent are you looking for? Do you need? Why is it a great place to work? What's the future look like? All of these topics we're going to talk about on today's show. So I'm very excited to talk about Garmin and learn more about it, as well as get to know more about what Jen and Jessica do at Garmin. Again, today we are joined today by Jessica Zlav and Jen Larson from Garmin. Their website is garmin.com. You can connect with me on Twitter. I am at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Just search for my name, Jason Grill. We love hearing from new people that are listening or watching, and we're hopeful that we can get you on the show as well. So we're going to come right back after the break with more of the Grill Nation show here on KMBZ 980 AM on podcasts or on our website, grillnationshow.com. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on KMBZ 980 AM via radio on podcast networks such as Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher, and on our website, grillnationshow.com. I also appreciate all those watching us right now on social media. You can also watch us at any time on YouTube. I put all of our videos and all of our full shows, as well as our One Question Sneak Peeks, up on the YouTube page. Just search for Grill Nation Show on YouTube. We are joined today by two really great Kansas Cityans and leaders at Garmin. Their website is garmin.com. I'm joined by Jessica Zlab, who is the team leader of university relations recruiting at Garmin, as well as Jen Larson, who's also on the team. She's a university relations recruiter. Okay, everybody, and their website is garmin.com. Very easy to remember. I'll throw it up there, but I think you've heard of the company before. So, okay, give us a flyover. Let's start with Jessica of kind of what does Garmin do as a company, its magnitude, its size, and then I'd like for you also to kind of talk about some of the sectors and verticals that you touch, kind of all in an encompassing question here. And Jen, of course, chime in if you have time or would like to chime in after Jessica. So let's start there. Kind of take us through Garmin's Garmin flyover, if you will.
You know, at its core, Garmin is obviously a product company, but we really try to focus more on what our products can do for our customers and how impactful we can be in their lives. I think a lot of times when people think Garmin, they immediately, you know, hear the word Garmin and they think GPS, and that, you know, is obviously a big component of a lot of our products and what we do, but it's definitely not all encompassing. We do, you know, make GPS navigation and wearable technology for multiple different sectors. As you mentioned, we're in the fitness and wellness market, outdoor and recreation, marine and boating products, automotive. We're still in the aviation industry, and that's a big area for us and actually where we started as a company. We are, you know, located in Olathe, Kansas. That's where our headquarters is. But we are a global company too. We're all over the place. We have over 70 locations in more than 30 countries now, and actually have over 16,000 associates globally, which is crazy to think. When I first started, we had just reached the milestone of 10,000. So it's been a lot of growth in a pretty short amount of time. But I think one of the amazing things about the company is just the fact that, you know, even though it's grown so fast and we have gotten so large up to this point, it still feels like a small company. That's definitely one of the things I love about it. I think we've still been able to maintain that, you know, kind of startup culture. We sort of consider ourselves to be a startup that's all grown up because it still maintains that approachable, open door type of culture. You know, the ability to focus on a lot of different things and make an impact, you know, even as an individual, you're not just a number here, but you still have all the stability and, you know, resources of a large company too. So that's definitely one of the best things about being here.
That's awesome. Well said. Jen, do you want to fill in any gaps on that? About what you think, but that was pretty well done there.
Yeah, I think she did a great job there. I don't think I have anything to add to that.
Well, let's go to the next question then. So Jen, when you're filling a position at Garmin, kind of what types of positions are you filling, and you know, what are some of the passions maybe that people should have when they're looking to potentially work at Garmin? Are there specific ones that you can point out?
Yeah. So I guess one thing I will add that I just thought of that I don't know if Jess mentioned, but Garmin's a vertically integrated company. So basically that means we do pretty much everything in-house, and we really don't try to outsource any of our functions to like a third-party vendor or consultants or anything. So by doing all of our functions in-house, that really does create a lot of different, you know, career opportunities for people. So we really do fill a very wide range of different positions. we've got many opportunities in engineering, such as software, electrical, mechanical positions. We have industrial designers, information technology, sales, marketing and communications, finance, human resources, business development, warehouse positions, product support roles. I'm sure I'm probably missing a few, but that's a few to name. But as far as our team goes, we're typically hiring for the entry level positions. So the majority of the positions that we're hiring for are for those entry level new grads and internships. So that's a really big focus on our engineering side. So we really do focus on hiring a lot of software developers, electrical design, mechanical engineers. So at Garmin, obviously, we make some really cool products, and it's always a bonus when we hire somebody who has a passion for some of our products. So I'm sure it makes coming into work super fun and exciting for those engineers who get to work on the actual tangible products they might see somebody out wearing in the wild, per se. So yeah, we hire, you know, we have a lot of people here who are runners, bikers, athletes, boaters, fishermen, fisherwomen, hikers, pilots, car enthusiasts. I could probably go on and on. So yeah, if anyone
did at some point, did you mention golfers too? Or did I just?
Oh yes, sorry, I forgot to mention. But golfers, yes.
Yeah. As a guy who just went on a golf venture to Florida to one of the best courses in the country, I need an upgrade on my watch because I have a very. It's not a Garmin actually. It's unfortunate. I need to get a Garmin. I had one. I have a Garmin running watch.
Okay. So, good. Yeah.
I got a gift for Christmas once. I mean, it's like I didn't expect it. I wasn't into golf back then. It's like it's got to go. I got to upgrade. But you know, there's nothing more frustrating than like wearing something that doesn't have a golf course that you're playing on it, or it doesn't pick up the GPS when you're running, or you know, you just. I didn't even realize you were in that industry until like I started talking to more people at the company. So you do everything essentially. You just rattled off like so many different things. Which is cool because at first, you know, everyone thought of you as the car and the GPS, but it's like so much more.
Yeah, no, it really is so much more. I mean, I love talking to candidates. They're like, oh yeah, I think my parents used to have one of the GPSs that you would put in the car. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah.
Wow, you feel really old now, Jen.
Like, we still have those, but we have so many other things now as well. So yes, golf is another big one. And as Garmin Associates, it's really great. I mean, I have purchased so many products that we have. We actually get a 45% discount on all of our products.
There you go.
As Garmin Associates.
That's a great recruiting tool. I like that. Jessica, let's go back to you. We were just talking. I mean, there's one thing, but why is Garmin a great place to work? Besides the great products you can purchase at a reasonable rate.
Yeah, well, I've been here a while, so I obviously think it's a great place to work for a number of reasons. I think, you know, the company culture, as I mentioned, is really unique, and that's always been, you know, a big selling point for me. But I think really one of the biggest things that stands out to me, especially during, you know, these challenging times that we've had over the last year, is Garmin's product diversification. And Jen just kind of highlighted a lot of that. But Garmin's extremely unique in that there's really no other company like Garmin that competes in all of these different sectors and markets and, you know, in the industry at the same time. So while you'll see other companies that have a much more narrowed focus really struggle when, you know, those markets that they're in take a hit or face challenging times, you know, Garmin has kind of a unique advantage of being really evenly distributed in a lot of those different markets. So all of our five business segments, that all of those products that Jen just mentioned kind of roll into are really, you know, kind of evenly distributed in terms of revenue. So it makes for a much healthier company and a much better model. It allows us to really spend a lot more time investing in our people and our products and being able to take risks and innovate, you know, even during those difficult times. And as I mentioned, 2020 was obviously a very challenging year for a lot of companies, you know, but for a number of reasons, and one of those, I think, being our diversified business model, Garmin actually had our strongest year in company history in 2020, which not a lot of companies can say. So that's one thing I really, really appreciate about Garmin is just that product diversification is more than just having a lot of exciting opportunities. It's really, you know, provides for a much healthier company to work for.
I love that. That's great. Congratulations on that. I mean, I mean, everyone's more active. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Right.
I can continue on that path now. Next, I want to ask you this. What does the hiring process really look like? And we'll start with Jen on this one. I'd probably be very entry level at Garmin. So what would I do? Like, what does the process look like?
Great question. I think our hiring process is pretty straightforward. So I really think the first thing that people want to do is do some research online, check us out, make sure we're even a company that you really would be interested in working at. So we have all of our social media websites. Glassdoor is a really great place to look as well. Our Garmin Careers website as well, which is careers.garmin.com. You can check that out and kind of browse around. But all applicants, they would need to submit an application through our careers.garmin.com website. So that's where you can browse all of the openings in the U.S. You would you need to submit an application, and you would have to upload your resume, your most recent transcripts, if you have less than 5 years of work experience. And then we have a pretty large recruiting team here at Garmin. We actually review all of the applications with our own eyes, so we don't have a screening service or anything like that that we utilize. So we are actually the screening service. So if it takes a little bit to hear back on your application, that might be the reason why, because we are kind of looking through all of them with our own eyes. But we will get back to you, in a timely manner. But if we feel your resume fits the requirements of the position and, what that team is looking for, an HR coordinator would reach out to schedule a phone interview with a recruiter here at Garmin, where we would talk more about your background, kind of what you're looking for, answer any questions that you might have about Garmin. And then the next step would be to do an interview with a manager, where if it's for a technical position, like one of our engineering roles, it would be more of a technical interview. So like for a software position, you would do a coding exercise. And these are typically virtual interviews. So video interviews that we use Microsoft Teams for. And then the last step in the process would be to do an on-site interview for our full-time positions, where you would come in and be able to meet with more members of the team that you're interviewing with and get a tour of Garmin, have lunch with an engineer as well. We're also, because of COVID right now, we're giving candidates the option if they wanted to do a virtual interview instead, if they feel more comfortable, not traveling at this time. We can do a virtual last round interview, and we have a virtual tour video we can send to them as well. So
you got a lot of great things. We have so much to talk about on the show. I want to pick up there after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation show here on KMBZ 980 AM or on podcast. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us today.
The long and winding road.
Hello, welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 AM KMBZ, on podcast networks, on our website, grillnationshow.com, and on live stream right now. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I really appreciate everyone again for their support and for listening to the show and watching it. And I want to thank our great guests and collaborators on today's show, Garmin. We are joined today by Jessica Zlab and Jen Larson. They're both in university relations recruiting. Jessica is the team lead and Jen works on the team. We're talking about your hiring process, but I want to now turn to Jessica. And you guys, your company has, you mentioned, I think what, like how many employees?
Over 16,000.
16,000, and you're in over 70 offices. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So this isn't a small business, correct?
Right.
So how do you guys manage to, I keep seeing about Garmin all over the place. How do you manage to make it, feel together and connected? And as a second question, what is the best part about living and working for Garmin in Kansas City in this region? How do you stay connected to all your offices, and why do you love working here in Kansas City?
Yeah, well, honestly, I think a lot of it comes down to our company culture, which I kind of mentioned. Our culture is really organic, and I think actually really driven by our hiring processes and our practices there. It's obviously really important to bring people into the organization that can do the job itself. But I think a really huge piece of our hiring process is finding somebody who can work well in a team setting. And, because it's such a collaborative environment and really has even maintained that collaborative environment status, even during kind of these virtual times. But when you're, bringing people into the organization that really thrive in that team setting, I think it just makes the challenge of connecting across all these different locations much, much easier. I also think it has to do with the fact that, really across the globe, Garmin has the same values, which, really incorporate humility and service. So you end up with a really cohesive feeling across all of our different locations, and it just makes it so much easier to connect with people.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're in Kansas City, so you haven't left yet to go to offices, your headquarter here. So,
right, I definitely kind of look at. I know I mentioned, you know, Garmin, sort of that large company with a small company feel, and I kind of look at Kansas City the same way. It's a large city with a small town feel, and again, just as it's easy to connect at Garmin, I feel like it's really easy to be connected in the Kansas City area. There's so much pride here. I love the sports teams, the food, the music. I'm so excited at some point, hopefully in the near future, to go to a concert again, because we have some amazing venues here in Kansas City too. But
yeah,
aside from some of the fun stuff, I have a family as well, and I feel like it's an amazing place to raise my kids. There's all sorts of different lifestyles and, you know, ways to live here. You know, you have rural and suburbs and city all within like a really easy commutable distance, and just amazing people. So that's why I've stayed.
Yeah. Right. That's great. And I would say too, you could almost say it's a small town with the bigger city feel at certain points, especially with sports.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know everyone in Kansas City, you essentially, if you're involved, you almost can. You can get connected to about anyone at any time, which is great. And it's probably tough for you guys in recruiting, because you probably get a lot of resumes from people that know someone and know someone at Garmin, like my producer who mentioned he knew someone, and we had to remind him there's 16,000 employees. but anyway, so recruiting, Jen, again, you kind of took us through what the process looks like, but what does it look like for you, and why do you love doing it? I mean, and then maybe talk about, and we'll go to Jessica then, about how kind of everything evolved through COVID.
I do love my job. Our team hires all of the entry-level new graduates and interns, like I had already mentioned.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Our main responsibilities are really partnering with universities and hiring managers to really find the brightest and best talent that we can out there. I feel like every day in this job is different. So if you do get a variety of work, which keeps things, you know, exciting and fresh. Right now, for example, like our team is preparing for the arrival of over 200 interns to come this summer. So we're getting excited for that. They're going to be coming next month. We hire all the interns. We create a full summer of events. So some days I feel like I turn into an event planner, which is fun for me. So, but a really big part of our job is building relationships with candidates. So there could be someone that we met at a career fair, their freshman or sophomore year, and, you know, maybe they're not ready for an internship quite yet, but give them some advice on things they can work on and how to land an internship with Garmin. So it's really fun seeing those students each year and kind of how they've grown. We love having our interns with us, and everyone is always so excited to get that real industry experience. So building relationships with the universities, going to information sessions, attending career fairs, spreading the word on Garmin, and, you know, just let students know what we're hiring for. So in addition to recruiting, I feel like there's always different side projects that we can help out with. I feel like I've done so many just different projects that I didn't think I would actually get to help out with when I got hired here. So like an example would be I helped get all the talent for the three videos that are posted on our Garmin Careers website. So that was super fun and just a little bit different from what I do day to day. But the videos, you know, kind of had to do with recruiting or do have to do with recruiting. So it was fun to be able to help out with that.
And just quickly, I want to ask you a quick follow up here on, you know, where are you recruiting the most? You mentioned a lot of universities. I mean, are those locally? Are those across the country? I mean, in what parts of the country are you guys really engaged in?
Yeah. So on our team, we have six recruiters and we all have different schools that we build these relationships with. They are all over the U.S. We do have some specific schools that are in the Midwest where we do focus our recruitment efforts a little bit more on for like our Olathe headquarters location. But, you know, nationwide, we have offices around the country that we hire and recruit for. So there's, you know, schools kind of all over the U.S.
We're forcing Jessica to recruit Kansas grads, even though she's a loyal K-State grad.
Yes. Yeah. So we have some people on our team who, you know, might have gone to KU, but they're recruiting at Missouri S&T or something. So.
Yeah. Hey, Jessica, talk about how your role kind of evolved in your team, leading your team throughout COVID, and how you guys were able still to connect. I know you talked about the virtual interviews but obviously you couldn't go to, you know, Mizzou, K-State, all these campuses to see people face-to-face. I mean, that was a change of pace for you, correct?
Right. Yeah, it was definitely different. I think we're all, I don't think anyone would disagree that we are ready to be done with COVID and having to recreate the wheel all the time. Really, you know, it did force us to completely rethink all of our different processes and and kind of start from scratch with everything that we were doing, because there wasn't really any one thing that we could do the same way as we did it the year before. So the team did an amazing job, you know, having to, and really the whole company, everything, you know, that we do with the company too, had to kind of shift a little bit. But I do think that because it kind of, you know, forced us to rethink our processes, a lot of efficiency came out of that. You know, obviously we were doing virtual interviews and virtual career fairs and lots of virtual events. You know, we came up with, you know, created virtual tours so that people who weren't coming here could watch those and still see the facility, because like, you know, we relocate a lot of people for these opportunities. And I can't imagine committing to, you know, taking a job across the country without ever even visiting. And so really had to kind of get outside of the box and, get creative with how we were selling these opportunities, you know, knowing that some of these people would have to kind of accept a job as is without ever coming to visit here. So there was definitely a lot of challenges, but I think that, you know, the team and Garmin in general really stepped up and, came up with some really creative ways to still do that and be successful in recruiting. And honestly, you know, through some of these different processes, we were able to, you know, actually become more efficient and, hire faster. And so a lot of those things are things that we really hope to, you know, kind of continue with. Even though things may go back to normal at, some point, hopefully soon. I think another piece of that is really the fact that it, kind of allowed us to have all locations on a level playing field, because in the past, I think we kind of had a tendency to, you know, really kind of have the headquarters and what's going on at headquarters kind of top of mind. But, you know, sometimes you forget about these field locations that don't get to participate in everything. So, you know, having everything be virtual really allowed us to expand that and include a lot of people into participating in different events and things that we had going on that we weren't able to before. So while it's been difficult, I definitely think it's helped us to kind of rethink things and reinvent the way we do things. And as a result, you know, I think our processes are, much faster, more efficient. We've been able to adopt some tools that have been really helpful and, you know, I think allowed us to actually connect more than we ever thought was possible.
What a great answer, Jessica. I was about to throw you another question that I'm going to put up on the screen for our watchers.
Sure. Which is,
what have you learned throughout your years at Garmin in the recruiting space that have been the most effective to connect with the best and the brightest? You essentially kind of answered that about what you've learned over COVID. But if we have a minute left in the segment, we can take it to the break as well for the watchers. But are there any great stories or any advice or anything that you can share that have led really to the success of this business to really kind of get the best and the brightest from these universities? Either of you can answer that. I think that you've obviously stood above a lot of other players in your field. Of course, there's not many because you're so good at what you do. But how do you get the, you know, what are some really great stories or lessons, or how did you do this? Like, what's the secret sauce?
You know, I don't know that there's a secret recipe to it necessarily, but I do think at least what Garmin finds successful is honestly not an external initiative or external, you know, recruiting initiatives. Those are all helpful. Obviously, that's why we have a, team out there recruiting. But I think a lot of it really just comes down to how you treat your own employees and your own associates, because, you know, they're your advocates and, you know, they're the ones that are going to go out and tell, you know, others about their experience. So if you give your own associates a great experience, you know, that's, I think, the best recruiting tool, especially with the generation that, you know, tends to be kind of the primary one that we end up working with the most. Gen Z, they are very risk averse and, really are going, you know, into things wanting certainty. And there's no better way to have that certainty than to talk to somebody who's already experienced it. I think this is the generation that has never, you know, once stayed at a hotel or gone to a restaurant without looking at the reviews first. They are the reviews generation. And, you know, the best way to know if you're, you know, if you would feel comfortable committing to something this big is to talk to somebody or, you know, really understand the experience before you commit to it. I think that's honestly the best way to recruit is just to treat your own associates the best way you can, give your interns and your, full-time employees the best experience possible, so that when they're out in the community or out at their school, they're going to tell your story for you, because, you know, everyone is going to trust a peer more than they'll trust a recruiter who has a motive you know, in the situation. So.
We'll pick up here after the break if that's cool with you.
Sure.
Yeah. You're listening to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM. We'll be right back. Who's going to drive you home?
Somebody help me now. I'll take you there. Help me, y'all. I'll take you there.
Hello, welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM on radio, on KNBC, or on podcast. If you're joining us, we greatly appreciate it, or on our website, grillnationshow.com. Again, today we are joined by, and I'm your host, Jason Grill, if you didn't know that, at Jason Grill is my Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Just search for my name. We're talking to Jessica Zlab and Jen Larson from Garmin. Their website is garmin.com. They are involved heavily, of course. Jessica is the team leader of the university relations recruiting team, and Jen Larson is with her on that team and also in university relations recruiting. Before we get to our best for last segment to learn more about you both, I want to just finish with any big efforts potentially or anything that you're undertaking in 2021 now that we're getting out of COVID that you'd like to highlight or promote as far as on the recruiting front or on the growth front of Garmin. I think if you want to take that, Jessica, that's great, although I haven't talked to Jen in a while. So.
Sure. Well, I can start at least. We have a big to-do list. So I think coming off of the momentum that we had in 2020, you know, we have a lot ahead for 2021. I mentioned a lot of our processes. You know, we kind of had to rethink, and we're not ready, even if we go back to some in-person stuff. I don't think we want to go back to what normal used to look like. I think we've had a taste of what some of those new efficiencies can be, and we really want to take a hard look at what we're doing and what could be, you know, a better way to have our recruiting processes outlined and tools that we can utilize for that. But we also are still anticipating a tremendous amount of growth. Garmin's been on a big growth path for years, and that will continue. So we keep our recruiters very, very busy. We are going to be doing a lot of hiring in almost every single department of ours that Jen had mentioned. So lots to come in terms of hiring. I think some other things that are definitely at the forefront of our minds are always continuing to expand our diversity and inclusion efforts as well. You know, bringing a diverse population of top talent into the company. We continue to have efforts both externally and internally in that realm, bringing people in and then connecting them with ways to stay involved and be engaged in the company. And one thing we're really excited about too, you know, Garmin's really involved in K-12 STEM outreach. And that, you know, kind of paused a little bit during 2020 because of the fact that a lot of schools were remote and it was just a lot more challenging to be involved with the schools. But it's something we're super passionate about. Garmin employees love connecting with the schools to kind of develop that next group of STEM talent in the future. And so we're really excited to get back to that full force as soon as we can.
That's great. We're going to go through some quicker questions now on our best for last segment. Let's get one word to describe you and Garmin. I'm going to start with Jen. One word about you and one word about your company that you work at.
I think I'm going to pick the same word for both. I would say
that's a first. We've never had that happen on the show.
And, first time. Okay, perfect.
Someone has explained their own self and their company they work for in one word.
I would say the word I would pick would be passionate. So I'm passionate about my job. I love helping students, you know, in that special time in their life where they're just starting their career, and it's really satisfying to kind of be like a mentor to them almost, and, you know, help them answer any questions they might have going forward about their jobs. And then, I mean, Garmin as a whole, definitely the employees that work there or work here are passionate about, you know, the products we make, passionate about the contributions that we're, you know, making to help better other people's lives and the products that we make. So many people that I know who have started working at Garmin, you know, they come to have a passion for one of our products or flying or have taken up running since joining Garmin. So it's really cool to see a company make an impact on people's lives inside and outside of work. So I think that's kind of unique and pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, I'm going to let you answer this one then. Just she was talking about this. What is your favorite and most used Garmin wearable?
I use a lot of our wearables, but I would say my favorite wearable is actually not one that I use myself. It's probably my the VivoFit Juniors that I bought for my kids. It is amazing to me how active children can be. My son actually updated me last night. He tells me at the end of every day how many steps he has. And he had over 20,000 yesterday at the end of the day, which I just think is crazy, but they're just so active and that watch motivates them so much. But I think the thing I love about it the most is the alarms and the chores that you can set, because I honestly do not think that my kids would brush their teeth ever if it weren't for that watch, because it tells them to. So that is probably the one that I get the most use out of.
And I had no idea that you could do that. So you've just now, I have no children, but if I ever do, I'm just going to call you guys and say, hey, remember
we'll walk you through it.
We need to get kids these watches because they won't mow the grass or clean the rooms. So here we go. What is some of the best advice you've ever received in your life or at Garmin? Both of you can answer that, because I think that's an important question we'd like for guests to answer, because I learn from that as well as the listeners. So give us the best advice. First off, Jen.
All right. So the best advice I have received was actually from a prior manager from back at one of my old jobs, who he told me to always say yes to doing new opportunities at work, or, you know, taking on projects that might really scare you or make you nervous. So I definitely have taken that advice. And whenever there's something that pops up, if I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to do that, I'll always say yes, just because I feel like that's the best way you can grow yourself and, you know, step outside of your comfort zone and try new things and projects. So I really try and get as much exposure as I can to different projects that I'm able to, because I feel like that's the best way we can grow ourselves.
I like that. What about you, Jessica?
I've gotten a lot of words of wisdom here, but I honestly think that the best advice I've ever gotten here was actually from a marketing campaign that Garmin launched a few years ago. You might remember the Beat Yesterday campaign. But honestly, that has really stuck with me, because I just love the message of, you know, always continuing to strive to do better today than you did the day before, always, you know, continuing to innovate, always moving forward, you know, learning from the past and not getting hung up on, you know, on successes or failures, obviously learning from those, but just always keep moving forward and, you know, pushing on to what tomorrow can bring. And I think that's just always something that has stuck with me. And even though it was meant to be an external marketing campaign, I think a lot of Garmin employees, because of the forward-thinking mentality that we have and that constant focus on innovation, we really took that up as like our mantra and still utilize that today. Everybody is really always focused in their day-to-day on, you know, always doing better today than they did the day before.
That resonates with me, because I try to think about that when you're, whether you're running, you're golfing, you're working, you know, what we're talking about, what you guys do with the wearables, like you got to look forward. Even if like you have that bad day, you always will have a better day ahead. Proudest moment as a member of the team. We'll start with you, Jen, if you want to answer that. Or is there something that you really are proud that you guys accomplished?
Back in 2019, we were actually named the number 5 employer in the large employers category for Forbes magazine. So I thought that was so awesome and, you know, a really cool honor to be recognized as one of America's best employers and to be actually a team, like a member of the team who's hiring the people who make, you know, who makes Garmin successful. That made me feel pretty proud to be working here. So
that's great. I didn't know that either. That's great information. Yeah. And Justin, what about you briefly?
I think back to when we started our campus expansion at our headquarters, and we had, you know, just like a big groundbreaking ceremony. It was so much fun. I remember looking around and there was just so much celebration, and our executives were talking about how much opportunity this meant for the company and all the exciting things to come for the company. And I just remember, like, we had a flyover with our own Garmin planes and our own Garmin pilots, and I just remember looking around and thinking about all the growth that was ahead and all the excitement and how proud everyone was, and just thinking like, wow, I work for a cool company. And that moment stands out to me. I've had a lot of those moments, but that one definitely stands out to me.
That's great. We got 20 seconds left in the show. You guys kind of mentioned about all the efforts you're undertaking in 2021. Obviously, it's going to be a great year for you. You already had a great year in 2020 as far as kind of the growth of the business. And it looks like you're going to have another good year with what you do each and every day. So I want to congratulate you on that. And I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You guys do a lot of great work. It's very cool to be a Kansas Cityan and have a company that has such an international and just footprint as far as, you know, when you travel anywhere, you talk to anyone, they've heard of the company. So when you say that it's located here in Kansas City or headquartered here in Kansas City, I think it really makes a difference, you know, and it makes Kansas City and our community look great on a national scale. So congrats to you on your success, and keep recruiting the best and the brightest, because we want that company and Kansas City and everyone to keep growing, and we want to keep getting more talent here to our city. So Jessica Zlapp, Jen Larson, University of Recruiting at Garmin, thank you for joining me today on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Congrats on all your success, and thank you to listening today for the Grill Nation show, whether you're watching us or listening. We'll see you again next week. Take care and have a great day.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.